Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Lamed Daled. We left off in Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis. We're still holding in Hilchos Mezuzah, and most of today's daf, certainly the entire, pretty much the entire Amud Aleph, is going to still be dealing with Hilchos Mezuzah, and then we'll make that switch over into Hilchos Tefillin. So the last thing we learned yesterday about Hilchos Mezuzah was that if you have pitzimin on a porch, you have doorposts, or what look like doorposts, you have posts holding up the porch, so it depends what those posts are there to do. If they're there for structural reasons, they're there to hold up the porch, then that's not a doorway, it does not require a mezuzah. But if they're there for decorative reasons, meaning it's made to give the image of a tzuras ha-pesach, then it would require a mezuzah like any other tzuras ha-pesach. So we stopped at a bit of an odd place, I wasn't thinking. Three lines before the lines get wide, so the Gemara just reinforces that point. Amar Abaye, chazin luhu lispalidi debemar, to islu petzimi v'leslu mezuzta. He said, I saw that they had petzimin and they didn't have a mezuzah. Kasavar lechizik tikra hu davidi. It must be that those petzimin were made just for structural reasons, and because they were made for structural reasons, they did not require a mezuzah. Period. So meisvei. Beis sharach sadru mar peset chayavin v'mezuzah. A beis shar, which is a gateway into a room, an achsadra, which is a porch of some sort, and marpeset some other, achsadra is more like a gazebo, and marpeset a porch of some type. So all of these things are chayiv in a mezuzah. So wait a second, we just said that an achsadra does not require a mezuzah before. Now we're saying that it does require a mezuzah. So says the Gemara b'achsadra de Beirav, that we're dealing with an achsadra that has four walls that are the achsadra de Beirav, as Rashi says, sheyesh lo dal defanos el she'in magil s'schach. It has four walls, it's just that the four walls don't reach Lavdafka the Schach, meaning it doesn't reach the roof of the Achsadra. It's a gazebo that actually has four walls. So Tosos writes that in Mesecha Sukkah, if you look at Tosos, Achsadra Mepeset Chayav Bemezuzah, V'chein Mashu Perakamet the Sukkah, the Beis Shar Chayav Bemezuzah, Kaveshtei Sukkah Shal Yotzim Zulu Tnimizu. The Gemara sounds like a Beis Shar in Mesecha Sukkah does require a Mezuzah, and then, but Tosos says, V'teima, the Perakamet the Yumatanya, Yachol Shani Marba Af Beis Shar Achsadra. Says Talmud Omar Bayis in Yuma. The Gemara says I might have thought to include a base Sharach Sajer and Marpeset and say that they require a mezuzah. That's why the pasuk says Bayis to tell me that they don't require a mezuzah. So Frektosos Menachos Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis and Sukkah Daf Ches Lamed Beis is against Yuma Daf Yir Aleph Lamed Aleph. Do these structures require mezuzah or not? So Tos says Yeshlomar. When we say that they are pater from mezuzah, they're pater on a daraisa level from mezuzah. But midrabanan, they require mezuzah. V'harav Rabbeinu Yitzchak Alfas Tireitz, Da'acha b'psuch l'bayis. No, a different chilek, that in the name of the Rif, that which the Gemara says that in Sukkah that it's chayiv, that's only when it's when it opens up into a house. But if it doesn't open up into a house, it's not chayiv in mezuzah, and it's excluded from mezuzah, like our Gemara says, and like the Gemara says in Meseches. It's excluded from mezuzah, like the Gemara says in Meseches Yuma. But our Gemara, the Gemara in Sukkah, that says that it's chayiv in mezuzah, is assuming that it's opened up into a house. Now Tosfos in Meseches Sukkah rejects this sheet of the Rif, because if in fact there was a difference between the Beis Shar that was Psuch Lebayis and the Beis Shar that was not Psuch Lebayis, then why didn't the Gemara just give that answer over here? The Gemara asked on Rav Chisda that holds an Achsadra's Pater Min Mezuzah from a Braisa that says that an Achsadra is Chayiv in Mezuzah, so the Gemara could have just answered that the Braisa is speaking about a Beis Shar that opens to a house, and Rav Chisda is talking about a Stam Achsadra. So why wouldn't the Gemara just give that answer when it asked that question on Rav Chisda? So it must be that chilik is incorrect, says Tosfos. So the Karen Ora and the Brisk Rav just point out that the Tosfos and Sukkah is a little bit difficult to understand. To say that the chilik is incorrect based on the fact that our Gemara doesn't mention it, to be miyashiv Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda patters because it's not pasuach lebayis, isn't a viable option, because the reason Rav Chisda patters is explicit. Rav Chisda says lefi she'in leptzimin. When he says those words, lefi she'in leptzimin, if you look five lines, four lines get wide. I'm Rav Chisda achsadra p'turim remezuzah lefi she'in leptzimin. So it's a little bit difficult to suggest that the reason that it's patter It's not psuchal bias. So that's why the Gemara couldn't say that. But in a chinami, that chilik may in fact be correct. Now, on this issue of a base shar, achsadra, and rapesas, there's a lot of halacha over here. Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Sefer Chamudei Daniel, one of the more important Chamudei Daniels out there. Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Chamudei Daniel that only a base dira needs to be dalar amos by dalar amos in order to be chayv in a mezuzah. But a base shar, rapesas, a gina, are chayv in mezuzah even if they're not dalar by dalar amos. They make bracha, Rav Pomeranchik in Mezuzah Os Hei, in Hilchos Mezuzah Os Hei, explains that a base dira that's less than dalar al dalar amos is not ra'ui l'dira, but a base shar mapeses where the chiv mezuzah is not based on their being a bias. It's not based on them those structures functioning themselves as a bias. Rather, their chiv comes from ubisha arecha, that they are meshamish a bias, that they serve as the gateways, the entranceways to homes. So therefore, as long as they serve their purpose as being a viable entranceway or gateway into a house, they're chayv in mezuzah even if it's not dalet al dalet. That's why we put up a mezuzah. Let's say a lot of times you walk into a house and there's like a little a small area where there's a coat closet or whatever. There's just a couple of feet, a very small little square before you open. You go through another doorway into the main hallway or into the main entranceway of the house. So we put a mezuzah on the main door going into that little small area, and then again going into the main part of the house. Why do we put a mezuzah on that little area? That little area is less than dal bedalet amos. But no, it serves its function as an entranceway into the house. This is the base shar. It's a gateway into the rest of the house. So it requires a mezuzah because it serves its proper function. Now that Chamudei Daniel, if you take it to its logical extension, is very important in terms of the issue of a walk-in closet. This is a major discussion in the poskim. One of the more complicated issues in Hilchos Mezuzah is when you have a walk-in closet that you can walk into the closet, but it's less than dalet al dalet amos. So the Chamudei Daniel, most poskim point out, would say that even though it's less than dalet by dalet amos, but it serves its purpose. It serves its function of working as a closet, and therefore it would require a mezuzah. It would have a din of a room. Now, it's not a base shar. It doesn't lead you into a larger room. It's not the walk-in closet. It ends there. You go into the closet. There's nothing behind it. So it's not a base shar. It's not. Its purpose is not to serve as an entranceway into the house, but it has a different purpose. Its purpose is to keep clothing. And it does a great job at doing that. It's a very nice, spacious walk-in closet. So it serves that purpose, and that's why it would require mezuzah. The Rashash in Sukkah, Daf Gimel and Beis, brings a riot to the Chamudei Daniel from a comment the Gemara makes. The Gemara over there talks about if you have a bias that's less than Dalet by Dalet Amos, it cannot serve to connect two different cities for the purposes of Tchum Shabbos, the Gemara says, because it's not usable for its primary function, meaning such a bias doesn't get used for its primary function. So the Rashash says, oh, what do you see from that? That if it would be usable for its primary function, even if it's less than dalet al dalet, it would require a mezuzah, even though it's a standalone room, even though it's not a base shar into something else. Just by the fact that it's used for that purpose makes it chayv and mezuzah. So why is this a controversial issue? The Chamudei Daniel is very clear, because not everyone agrees to the Chamudei Daniel. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Chidush Man Shulchan Aruch, writes that a room that's smaller than dalet al dalet amos would require a mezuzah on the doorway on the right side, leading from that room into the larger room. I mean, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you have a walk-in closet, the walk-in closet doesn't need a mezuzah in terms of going into the closet. It's less than dalet al dalet amos. He doesn't hold to this Chamudei Daniel. But you need a mezuzah going out from that closet into the larger room, because it's still a viable entranceway into the larger room. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, the doorway should be no different than a doorway from outdoors leading you into a larger room. This is a doorway from the closet leading into the larger room, and it requires a mezuzah. So Rabbi Moshe points out in the tshuva, in Ibris Moshe Yardeich, Helek Aleph, Simukov Pei Aleph, at the very end of the tshuva, he doesn't agree with that Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, what do you mean? There's no difference between walking in from the outside to a larger room and walking in from your walk-in closet to the larger room. He says, there's one very big difference. The only way to get to the walk-in closet in the first place is if you first went through the house. the way to get outside, you can be outside without walking through the house. So you can't tell me that the closet is an entrance way into the house. It's not an entrance way into the house. It's once you're already in the house, you may get into that closet. So those are the two shittos about the walk-in closet. So some people think that there's a machlokas. Does a walk-in closet need a mezuzah on the right side going in and the right side going out? But in fact, the third shita, and perhaps Rov Poskim, by virtue of their silence, is that neither of these chidushim are true. I mean, Rabbi Kiva Eger is a very big chiddush, and the Chamudi Daniel is a very big chiddush. Rabbi Kiva Eger is a very big chiddush that you need a mezuzah, that it's like walking in from the outside. Rav Moshe disagrees with that. And the Chamudi Daniel is a very big chiddush, that a bayis that's pachas midal adalid is going to require a mezuzah as long as it serves its function. Everything serves its function. That's why it's there. Otherwise, you wouldn't have it at all. So they're both a very big chiddush. So it's very likely that the halacha might be, I would never tell someone to make a bracha when putting up a mezuzah on the walk-in closet. So you always say you have three options. You could put it on the right side going in, the right side going out, or or none at all. If you want to be machmir and you're extra cautious in putting up a mezuzah, so you should put one up, but then you have the issue of having to figure out which way to put it up. So different poskim will tell you different things in terms of that issue. I think the more mainstream is I think more poskim hold like the Chamudi Daniel than hold like Rabbi Kiva Eger in terms of that issue. But that is the base shar and walk-in closet issue. Okay, there's more in base shar. Okay, let's go a little bit to those. So says the Gemara. Amar Rachba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bei Harziki Chayiv B'Shtem, is that what we're up to? No, the line before that. Achsadu Debei Rav, right. So we just said the Achsadu Debei Rav, that's where you Chayiv Mezuzah. So it says in the Gemara, Achsadu Debei Rav, Ki Indronama Al Yisahu. That's a perfectly viable room. What would be the point to say, how would you ever say that it wouldn't be? So Achsadu Rumisa. Now we're talking about an Achsadu Rumisa. Rashi says, Asuya Chalonos Chalonos, meaning there are lots of windows in it, so it's very open. So that's the Chiddush. Amr Rachva, Amr Rav Yehuda, Bei Harziki Chayiv B'Shtei Mezuzos. The Bei Harziki requires two mezuzos. My Bei Harziki, so the question that begs itself, what exactly is Bei Harziki? Amr Rav Papa, Savar Mishmei Derav, Beis Shar HaPesuach L'Chatzer, Ubatim Pesuch L'Beis Shar. It's a situation where you have a Beis Shar that opens up into a Chatzer, and it opens up into a house. So Beis Shar, Chatzer to Beis Shar to house. That's the Bei Harziki. So you need two mezuzos, one into the Beis Shar and one from the Beis Shar into the house. Tan Rabbanan, Beis Shar HaPesuach L'Gina U'L'Kitonis. If you have a Beis Shar that opens up into a garden, and it also opens up into rooms. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Nidon Kikitonis. Rabbi Yossi says that you view it based on the rooms, and it's therefore going to require a mezuzah. V'Cham Romrim Nidon K'Beis Shar. And the Chams say, no, it's like a Beis Shar. So the Shidim Gvetzis changes the gear, so because Beis Shar also requires a mezuzah. So it wouldn't be a machlokas then. So the Shidim Gvetzis changes the gear, so to Nidon Ka'avir, that you treat it like airspace. When you're talking about going from the garden into the house, everyone's going to agree dechayiv, that you're going to be chayiv. My time, be a debayis. See, it's an entrance way into the house. Ki pligi mi bayis lugina. Machlokas is going to be from the bayis into the gina. Mar sover kitonis ikir, umar sover gina ikir. So one opinion is that the kitonis is the ikir, and therefore it's chayiv. So Rashi understands that the issue over here is the heker tzir, which way the door swings open. So Rashi understands, at least in the third way of understanding. Rashi has three different ways of understanding this Gemara, some are complicated. So if you look at the very end, kitonis ikir, at the very end of the page, Rashi writes, V'chayiv afal gav detzir soviv begina. Even though the door swings open into the garden, D'chiyam rinon halacha la'el halacha achar heker tzir, when do we say that you follow the heker tzir, which way the door swings open? Hani mili b'pesach d'bein trei bati d'travayu ikr. This is the point we made yesterday. You only follow heker tzir when everything else is equal. When both places, both rooms are batim, are full-fledged batim, and they're both equal. Aval hacha ikr kitonius, but over here the ikr is clearly the kitonius. Ulshma nase, and that's what this entrance way is made for. So chayiv, therefore it's going to be chayiv in mezuzah. That's one opinion. Umar savri kar l'shem gina avidu pater. Then no, the ikr is l'shem gina, and it's therefore pater. So again, the Gemara says, mar savri kitonius ikr, mar savri gina ikr, kitonius ikr would mean chayiv, gina ikr would mean pater. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Amri Tarvayu, Mibayis Lagina de Kuliam Lopligi de Pater. Going from a house into a garden, everyone would say it's Pater. My time, a Pisca de Ginu, because that's the doorway of the garden. Kipligi, Migina Labayis. Where they argue when you're going from the garden into the house. Marsover Bia de Bayisu, Umarsover Kulia Daita de Ginu Hudavida. One says that it's considered an entranceway into the house, the other one says, no, it's all Aldas, the garden. Abai Vrava Avdi Karabav Rav Yosef. So Abai and Rava did like Rava and Rav Yosef. Ravashi Avid Karav Shmuel Lechumra. Ravashi did like Rav and Shmuel Lechumra, that he required a mezuzah for both situations. So says the Gemara, V'hilchsa Karav Shmuel Lechumra. We in fact paskin like Rav and Shmuel Lechumra. Now the issue of porches in general requiring a mezuzah is not only in terms of the issue we spoke about yesterday with the posts, but let's say you have a doorway from your house onto a porch. So from the house onto the porch, going into the house, meaning the porch in front of the house, is less of an issue in terms of that requires a mezuzah going into the house. But let's say by your backyard you have a deck. And the deck is surrounded. So this is an achsadra that's off of the house. That's a deck that is surrounded by walls, a patio, something like that. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Pei Vav Sif Aleph says that gateways to the courtyards and cities, a beishar that goes into a chatzer, requires a mezuzah. Now, a chatzer doesn't need to have a roof in order to require a mezuzah because its normal usage is without a roof. The exact reason that a chatzer requires a mezuzah is a machlokas rishonim, and that machlokas rishonim has a major ramification on halacha lemaisa, on what we do with our backyard decks and things of that nature. So the Maril, quoted by the Taz in Resh Petes of Katan Dalid, understands that a chatzer is part of a person's home and therefore is considered like a room within your house. Normal rooms, you need a roof in order to live in them normally. A chatzer is used for fresh air, and dafka is supposed to be enjoyed without a roof, and therefore it's considered a legitimate room even though it doesn't have a roof. So the Maril says that if a chatzer is completely enclosed and its only outlet is into the house, this is talking about, let's say a deck is a bad example because the deck has an outlet down into the yard usually, but let's say you have a porch off of a room upstairs. A lot of times people, when they do construction, they'll build something off of the master bedroom or something, they'll build a little porch, or let's say you're in an apartment with a sukkah porch or a stamba porch that goes off of a room from the upstairs. So if the only outlet is into the house, you should put a mezuzah on the right side going from the house onto the porch, into that courtyard, because it's a room of the house. It's considered to be a viable room of the house. That is the sheet of the Maril. The Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Ches Vilchus Mezuzah says that courtyards only require a mezuzah because houses that require a mezuzah open up into those courtyards. In the Rambam's view, the courtyards themselves are not rooms in their own right. They need a mezuzah because they're used as part of the home to which they are attached. So according to the Rambam, the mezuzah between a house and a courtyard should be placed on the right side entering the house from the courtyard because it's considered an entranceway into the house and not a room in its own right. Now, how to understand that Rambam is a further machlokas in the Achronim. The Avni Nezer in Yardaya Simin Shin Pei Beis says that the Rambam assumes that a chatzer cannot be considered a dira in its own right ever, just as a storage facility for Eitzim V'Teven based on Yuma Dafir Aleph is not considered a dira, is not considered a dwelling place at all and is part from mezuzah. The Maril probably assumes, like the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, that storage places require a mezuzah even though you don't live in them, because the Maril holds that base dira is expanded beyond places that you would sleep at night, beyond places that you normally live, as long as you use it frequently for something that it's supposed to be used for. Rav Moshe in Yardei Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Pei Aleph says that he thinks the Rambam doesn't argue on the Maril, that they agree with each other. Rav Moshe suggests that the Rambam would agree that a doorway between a house and a completely enclosed chatzer would require a mezuzah on the right side going into the chatzer. The Rambam views the chatzer as a room of the house just like the Maril does. The fact that the Rambam says the chatzer is only obligated mezuzah on account of the house means that if the chatzer is not attached to a house, its usage would be considered a non-based dira if it wasn't attached to a house. Because it's attached to the house, though, it's now considered a real room, and therefore it's going to be chayiv in a mezuzah as a real room would be chayiv on the right side going out into that into that porch. So there are major halachic ramifications, how you understand the Rambam's view, and whether or not the Rambam accepts the sheet of the Maril. If a person has a completely enclosed porch, a completely enclosed deck, a patio, that only opens into the house, again, most common by apartments or by the second floor. So according to the Maril and Rav Moshe's understanding of the Rambam, the mezuzah should go on the right side going out to that patio. According to Avnei Nezer's understanding of the Rambam, the mezuzah should be on the right side going in to the house. So this is a machlokas haposkim, had a paskin. The Chazanish writes that even if the porch is 4x4 amos, the mezuzah should go on the right side entering into the house, and that's true of a completely enclosed porch, and would also be true of a porch that opens up onto a street, or let's say a deck that has a way out, a way down from the deck into the yard. The halacha would be you would go on the right side going into the house according to the Chazanish. He assumes like the Avnei Nezer. Rav Moshe's approach would yield the opposite result, that you'd put the mezuzah on the right side going out into the enclosed porch. Now, if the porch has an outlet onto the street, then the house and the porch would be considered like any other two rooms that open up into each other, in which case you follow the normal set of criteria. Rov Hiluch, Iker Tashmish, Heker Tzir, you would have to view them as just two rooms in a house, according to Rav Moshe. According to Rav Moshe's understanding of the Rambam Maril, they're two rooms of a house, so great. Granted, it has an outlet onto the street. So what? My house also has an outlet onto the street. These are just two rooms of a house, and you would follow the Rov Tashmish. You would have to then go through the whole series. Well, one of the considerations we take is what's further into the house. But if they both have an outlet, you can't call one further into the house. It depends which way you're coming. Are you coming from the back or are you coming from the front? So it's not so. That's a much more difficult shaila in those situations. Again, they're both viable shitos and poskim to go in either direction. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Itmar lul pesuach min abayis l'aliyah. If you have like an opening in the ceiling that goes from the house into the top floor of the house, Amar Rav Huna yesh lo pesach echad. Chayiv in mezuzah. So it's like a staircase that goes up. So if you have a staircase, it's going to be chayiv in mezuzah, going from the bottom floor to the top floor, if it has a doorway. Chayiv in mezuzah achas, im yeshul beis pesachin, if it has multiple doors, doorways, chayiv b'shtei mezuzos, then you need two mezuzos on it. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Reish Pevav Siv Zayin, if you have a porch that leads to a staircase that goes to a second floor, that also often happens in two-family houses. You go into, or in garden apartments, you go into a little base shar that goes straight into a staircase, so that goes up to a second floor. That also requires a mezuzah. If a house opens up into the... So that's what the Shulchan Aruch... That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Shach says it's only midrabanan. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Papa, Shema min amid Rav Huna. What we see from Rav Huna is as follows: Hai indruna de isla arba bavi chayv ba arba mezuzos. If you have an indruna that has four doorways, it's going to be chayv in four mezuzos. Says Gemara Pshita. Of course, something that has four doorways needs four mezuzos. Says Gemara not lo tricha afligav de ragil b'chad. Even though you only typically you're only used to using one of them, but if it has four doorways, then it's going to be chayiv in four mezuzos, even though you're not rugil to use all of them. This, of course, connects back to what we discussed yesterday with the Beis Medrash, with the room leading into the Beis Medrash, where we said the difference is whether it's rugil or not rugil. There's a lot of hilchos mezuzos to talk about. Okay, so the let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, Amar Amemar, Hai Pischa da Akarna, Chayiv b'mezuzah. A doorway on a corner is Chayiv in mezuzah. Armle Ravashi la Amemar, Valesle Petzimin. Ravashi says, wait a second, there's no doorpost. So what are you talking about? If there's no doorpost, that could be Chayiv b'mezuzah. Armle Adi Petzimi. So says Rashi, what does Adi Petzimi mean? Rashi says, Hare, Kalamar, Elu, Rashi, Aksalim, Hainin Petzimin. No, the wall endings themselves count as a doorpost. The wall endings themselves are the doorpost. So this is a machlokas Rashi. Let's put it this way. The Gemara seems very clear that a corner entrance requires a mezuzah, and that's talking about where you're using the wall endings as the doorposts. Adi Patsimi. Rishonim have a machlokas how to understand Adi Patsimi. Rashi says that it means the thickness of the wall endings, even though there's no actual doorpost there, they serve as the mezuzah. Chaznish and Yardea, Kufay and Beis Beis explains that a doorway in middle of a wall, let's say you were to just poke a doorway right in the middle of a wall, let's say on this one, we didn't have doorposts here. It was just the wall was hollowed out and you created a rectangle right in the middle of the wall to use as a doorway. So that would be the wall endings themselves count as the mezuzah. Very often you have in homes like this that a doorway between two rooms doesn't actually have a doorpost. It's just the wall stops over there. It stops over there and it comes down a little bit from the ceiling over there and that serves as a doorpost. That requires a mezuzah. Chiddush of the Gemara is that even when the door is located in a corner and the walls don't point toward each other, so still the wall endings are going to be chayv and mezuzah. I mean, if it's the middle of a wall, it's pashut. They're pointing toward each other. That has to count as a mezuzah. Even in a corner, it's going to be chayv and a mezuzah. Aruch HaShulchan says in Reish Pei Zayin Siv Zayin that the Rambam understood that there were actual doorposts in the case of the Gemara. The Chiddush of the Gemara is not like Rashi says. No, the wall endings count as doorposts. No, the Aruch HaShulchan's understanding of the Rambam is that there are doorposts. Chiddush of the Gemara is that even though those doorposts are unique in that they don't directly face each other, they still require a mezuzah. So according to the Rambam, if there are no doorposts at all, the wall endings do not constitute doorposts, and you would not be chayv in a mezuzah if it's just a wall ending without a separate doorpost there. We're machmir, we put on mezuzahs in these situations. But that's the machlokas between Rashi and perhaps the Rambam, at least the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands the Rambam. Rav Papa ikla lebei Mar Shmuel, Rav Papa went to Mar Shmuel, chaza hu pischa delo havalei al patzim echad mismala, and he saw that there was a doorway that had only one doorpost on the left side, Vavidile mezuzah, and yet he saw that there was a mezuzah. I'm like, come on, who are you going? Like Rav Meir, Eimad Amar Rav Meir Miyamin, Mismol Miyamar. Even Rav Meir, who says we didn't see which Rav Meir this is yet, but even Rav Meir, who says that you still require a mezuzah when there's only one doorpost, says that's if the doorpost is on the right side, but on the left side, Miyamar. So Maihi. What are we talking about? The Tanya, Beischa bi Ascha minayamin. So Beischa bi Darshan means the way you go in from the right side. Atomer minayamin, oheinu lemismol. So are you sure it's the right side? How do you know it doesn't mean the left side? Tamlam Beischa. That's why Pasuk says Beischa. My Talmudah, how does Beischa teach you the right side? Amarabba derech bi Ascha minayamin. Techi akar inish kare diyamina akar. Because when a person starts moving, he picks up his right foot first. So that's why he goes derech yamin. On the right side. Probably depends if a person is a righty or a lefty, but that's what the Mordechai points out, as quoted by all the later poskim, that by mezuzah it can't depend on a righty or a lefty because it's a din in the bias. So there are righties and lefties that use the bias. So says the Mordechai, what if you only have lefties living in that house? Now still, it's a din in the bias. It's not going to change based on whether the people living in that house are righties or lefties. So this goes on the list of someone wrote a book. Someone wrote a sefer halachos for lefties. It's been translated, so I guess this probably made it in there. If you're writing a whole book, this has to make it in there. The discussion of lefties living in the house, people on the right side or the left side. So Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, Kamed Rav Papa, Mishmed Rab Barula Amar Mehacha. So it's a different source. Vayikach Yoyada Kohen Aron Echad Vayikach Chor Bidal Asav Yitin Nasoi Tzal Mizbech Miyamin Bivo Ish Beis Hashem Nasal Shem Akarim Shomrei Asaf Es Kol Kesef Amuva Beis Hashem. Point is Miyamin Bivo Ish, that on the right side, which is the way a person comes, Beis Hashem. As Rashi points out, Kshayadam Nichnas the Pesach Azara Mizrachi Vaholech Lamarav, when a person goes into the eastern gate of the Azara and he's going toward the west, Havle Osa Orun Miyamin Shayinasun Eitzel Kir Tzfoni Shal Mizbeach, it was on the right side, which is by the northern wall of the Mizbeach, Miyamin Vivo Eitzel Mizbeach Alma. But what do you see from here? Derech Yamin Hav Yabia, that it's on the right side, that's considered the normal way of coming in. If you call davar nas and derech bia, tzarech litno biyamin. Anything that's supposed to be coming in, that's supposed to be derech bia, beischa, derech biyascha, has to be on the right side. So that's the limud, that it's on the right side. But my Rabbi Meir, what's this sheet of Rabbi Meir that we're talking about that it only has one doorpost? What's this all about? So detanya bayis she'in lo alapatzim echad, Rabbi Meir mechayib b'mezuzah v'chom potrim. If a house has only one doorpost. Rameir says it's chayv mezuzah. The Chachamim say it's potter. So that's the Rameir we were talking about. So he said to him, "I don't understand. Your only doorpost is on your left side. So why do you have a mezuzah? Even Rameir says that with only one doorpost, you chayv mezuzah. That's when the doorpost is on the right side." So it says, "Where my time in the Rabbanan? What's the reason for the Rabbanan? Mezuzos ksiv. Pasuk says mezuzos. Unless you have two mezuzos, it's not chayv in mezuzah. My time in the Rameir. Why does Rameir hold even with one doorpost? Titania mezuzos. Shomeani mezuzos shtayim. From the word mezuzos, you're right, I would learn two. Kshuomer mezuzos b'parsha shniya. But then it says mezuzos again in the next parsha of Shema. Shein tamalomo, where it doesn't have to say it. Have a riboy or acha riboy. So now it's a double riboy. And what's the rule with the riboy acha riboy? Vein riboy acha riboy, yelo the ma'et. It's always coming to exclude. So that's why miyato akasov the mezuzah achas. Divrei Rabbi Shmael. It's coming to tell me even if it only has one mezuzah, it's chayiv. Rabbi Kiva omer eino tzarech. Rabbi Kiva says that's not even necessary. Kshomer ala mashkov al shei mezuzos, shein tamalomer shtei. You don't need the double usage of mezuzos, just the fact that it's a shtei. Why do you have to say shtei a mezuzos? Matam lomer shtei, zeb b'neav, kol makom shem mezuzos, eno la achas, achi yifar l'cha akas of shtayim. The fact that by Karban Pesach, it says al shtei a mezuzos, they have to put it on the two mezuzos, so that tells me that normally, when it says mezuzos, it only means one. So the fact that, so by mezuzah, when it tells me that you should chsaftam a mezuzos besecha, v'sharecha, so mezuzos only means one mezuzah. Even if you only have one doorpost, it's going to be chayiv in mezuzah. So that is the machlok shabbei and the chum, the halacha shulchan aruch paskin sim resh pei zayin sif aleph, like the sheet of the chachamim, that it needs two doorposts in order to be chayiv in mezuzah. This is very nogeh lemaaseh. It happens all the time. You walk through houses, you see all sorts of situations like this, where there's one doorpost and the other side is just a wall. You have a lot of times in the split level houses that we have a lot in this neighborhood, you'll have going from the living room to the dining room, where the wall just continues on one side, and on the other side, there's a break going from one room to the other. So does it require a mezuzah at all? So first of all, if there's no doorpost, a lot of times there's no doorpost at all. It's just mamish wall endings. It's wall endings on both sides. But what would you say if there was a doorpost on one side? So Shulchan Aruch says, unless you have doorposts on two sides, you're not chayv in mezuzah. However, the Shach over there in Sifkat Nalf in Resh Pei Zayin quotes many shitos who pass like Reb Meir, that even a single doorpost can require a mezuzah, provided that the doorpost is on the right side. So the Shach says you should follow the halachos of Safek in this situation, which means that you put up a mezuzah without a bracha. Again, by the split level houses going from one room to the other, there's when there's no doorpost at all, there's a lot more room to make. When you're only dealing with wall and not even wall endings, it's just a corner that goes from one to the other. It's not even a wall ending. It's just straight walls. So then there's a lot more room to be makel, aside from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch paskins anyway that you wouldn't require a mezuzah. Okay, Tan Rabbanan uchsaftem yachol yichtaven al avanim. Same, I think you should write it on the stones themselves, meaning that you should actually take a quill and start writing on your doorpost itself. Nemar kan ksiva v'nemar lalan ksiva. So that's why it says ksiva over here, and it says by get ksiva. So malalal al sefer, afkan al sefer, just like by get, the kasav la sefer krisus, it's on parchment. So to over here, you write on parchment, you don't write directly on the doorway. Oh, kalichu derech zu, or maybe we should go in the opposite direction. Nemar kan ksiva v'nemar lalan ksiva. It also says ksiva uchsafta al ha'avanim, when they went into Eretz Yisrael and they wrote the whole Torah on stones. So malalan al avanim afkan al avanim. Maybe I should learn from there that Yudavka is supposed to write on stones. So nir l'midome. Now, obviously, you're going to which is it more comparable to? Is a mezuzah more comparable to get or more comparable to writing all of the Torah on the stones when they entered into Eretz Yisrael? No, it's more comparable to the get, because that's a halacha, that's noeg l'doros that we always do. It wasn't just a one-time thing. Bidio. So that's what ksiva is, al sefer bidio, with ink on the parchment. Amar le'Ravacha b'Rei d'Rava l'Ravashi, Rachmana amar al mezuzos, v'atam ne'elv ksiva ksiva. He says, wait a second. Pasuk says you write on the doorpost. So how can you say, well, we learn ksiva ksiva, gzer shava, just like sefer krisos? It says in the pasuk to write on the doorpost. You're relying on gzer shava if you don't have a beferish pasuk. So Amar Kra Uchsavtem Ksiva Tama. No, but it also says Uchsavtem, and Uchsavtem means a Ksiva Tama. What is the definition of Ksiva Tama? Rashi points out Ein Ksiva Tama Ala Eitzim Avanim El Ala Sefer. Ksiva Tama means on parchment, not when you're writing on Eitzim Avanim. V'Hadar Al Mezuzos, and then it says Al Mezuzos. So first make it a Ksiva Tama, and then put that Ksiva Tama on the Mezuzos. Once I have a chsavtim, though, what do I need a gzer shavah to compare it to get? Anyway, I already know that it needs to be on parchment because it says chsavtim, ksivatama means on parchment. So do I need a gzer shavah to compare it to get? So ilav gzer shavah havamina lichtava avna velikva asefa. I might have thought without the gzer shavah that you can write it on a stone and then set that stone into your doorpost. Ksivatama just means it shouldn't be on on the house itself. It should be on something that's not mechuba to the house, and then you're mechaber it afterwards. So I would think you write it on a stone, and then you attach that stone into the doorpost. Kamash milan that no, because of the sefer krisos, just like a get, it's on a sefer, it's on a cloth. Mezuzah also is on a cloth. That ends mezuzah at least for now. So it says the Gemara. Now we get into tefillin. Arba parshas shebetefillin ma'akvo zu azu. The four parshas of the tefillin are ma'akiv each other in terms of you need to have all four of them in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin. Va'afilu ksav echad ma'akvan. Even a single letter of the tefillin is ma'akiv the entire parshas of the tefillin. So says the Gemara Pshita. Of course, why wouldn't that be true? You have to write it. If you don't write everything, so you didn't write it, you didn't do the job. Even the Kutzo Shel Yod, same discussion we had before, three Shitas and Rishonim, what exactly Kutzo Shel Yod means, but whatever, so the Kutzo Shel Yod, even the smallest detail, Vahanami Pshita, but that's also Pashut, Lo Nitzcha El Li'idach to Rabbi Yehuda. Now this is to teach me the other din of Rabbi Yehuda, Dam Rabbi Dam Rav, Kal Oz Shein Gvil, Mukof Lamiar Baruch Haseha, Psulos, that any letter that doesn't have Gvil, that doesn't have parchment surrounding it on all four sides, is going to be a Pasul. A letter, it needs to be surrounded by parchment on all four sides. But Tana Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Litotafos, litotafos, litotafos. It says litotafos three times. Two of the times it's written chaser. One of the time it's written malay. Whenever it's written malay, we assume that's a reference to a double, to a plural. When it's written chaser, it's a reference to one. Sahare kandali div Rabbi Shmuel. From there we see four parshios in the tefillin. The totafos that are chaser are one each, and then the one that's malay is two. That's four parshios in the tefillin. Rabbi Kiva Amreino Sarach. Rabbi Kiva says, you don't need that drasha to tell me four parshios in the tefillin. Anyway, you know that there are four parshios in the tefillin because tat pikaspi shtayim. Pas ba'afriki shtayim. That if you know a little bit about some other languages, tat in Kaspi, in the Lashon Kaspi means two, pas in Lashon Afriki means two, so the etymology of totafos is two plus two. And therefore, that's how we know that there are four parshas in tefillin. So this Gemara comes up in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Dalid, and over there the Margaliyos Hayam has a discussion. Wait a second, we learn dinim in the Torah and meanings of words in the Torah from other languages? So he says, no, it's really the opposite. Many of the other languages derive from Lashon HaKodesh. The only thing is, when we forget what some of the words in Lashon HaKodesh might mean, we can use the other languages as being instructive in terms of what its original meaning was in Lashon HaKodesh, that this was really a Lashon HaKodesh word. The other language derived it from Lashon HaKodesh, so we go backwards and figure it out through the other languages. If I recall correctly, I didn't have a chance to look it up, but if I recall correctly, that's how the Margaliyos Hayam explains. Tanu Rabbanan, Yachol yichteve maldalet oros, v'yanichim bedalet batim. I might think to write the four parshios on four parchments and put it in four batim, bedalet oros, in four separate, from four separate hides. The four batim made from four separate hides. Tamalomar ulzikarun b'nei nechad, zikarun echad Zichronos. The Zikaron Bein Einecha is supposed to be one Zikaron, not multiple Zichronos Bein Einecha, and therefore you see it's one hide. HaKetzad. So what do you do? How do you make a tefillin Shel Rosh? Kosvan al Dalet Oros. You write it on four different parchments. Umanichin bedalet batim. You put it in four separate compartments. Ba'or Echad. But that the general bias of the tefillin, the general piece, the tefillin shel rosh, is made out of one hide. You hollow out the four separate compartments from one thick animal hide. That's the way you make it. If you wrote it on one parchment and you just folded over the parchment in such a way that you put each of the parshios into different batim within that hide, then you would say that's fine. But you do need space between the various batim according to Rabbi. Meaning, not between the batim, on the parchment when you write it, you got to leave space. If you're writing it all on one, you got to leave space between the parchment, between the parshios, in order that you could stick each parsha into its batim. The space has to be there so that you don't have writing that's stuck in between. Chum say that's not necessary. And everyone agrees you put some sort of string at least between each parsha of the tefillin. Now Tosfos points out we do that anyway, even though we use dalet oros, right? Even if you're going to use four parchments, we use the string to separate them. The main charitza nicker psulos. If you can't tell the holes between the different batim, then they're pasul. It has to be four recognizable holes where you put in the parshios of the tefillin. Tan rabbanan ketzad kosvan tefillah shel yad. How do you write the tefillin shel yad? We just did the tefillin shel rosh. What about the tefillin shel yad? So kosal or echad, you write it on one parchment. But if you write it on four parchments and you put it in one compartment in the tefillin shel yad, you yotze, but you do need to glue them together. You need to put all the parshios together. Shenemar vayilecha laosal yadecha k'shem sheos achas mibachutz. Because the pasuk says it should be os al yadecha, so we dash in the os and the al yadecha, that it's an os to the outside, it only looks like one, and al yadecha also it should only be like one, on the inside also it should only look like one. Rabbi Yossi Omer Eino Tzarek, Rabbi Yossi says that's not necessary to glue them together, you don't need to stick them together. Am Rabbi Yossi Umodli Rabbi Yehuda Berebi, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to me, Shem Ein Lo Tfilin Shal Yad V'yesh Lo Shtei Tfilin Shal Rosh Shetola Or Shal Al that if you don't have a tefillin shel yad, but you have two tefillin shel roshes, you have two shel roshes and no shel yad, you should take the a piece of leather, wrap it around the shel yad, and then you could put it on. Meaning wrap it around the shel rosh so that it will become a shel yad, it will make it like a single unit, and then you can use it for tefillin shel yad. So it says in Gemara, Modeh? What do you mean he's Moda? That's exactly the case where they argue about. How could he be Moda? No, the point is that because of what Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind and ultimately agreed to Rabbi Yossi. So frankly, Gemara Eini Vashalach Rav Chanani Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan Tfilah Shel Yad Osinosa Shel Rosh V'Shel Rosh Ein Osinosa Shel Yad. But didn't we learn the opposite, that you're allowed to turn a Tfilin Shel Yad into a Tfilin Shel Rosh, but you're not allowed to turn a Tfilin Shel Rosh into a Tfilin Shel Yad? Because the tefillin shel rosh is considered to be more kadosh, and you're not allowed to be morid from a more chamur kedusha to a less chamur kedusha. You're not allowed to go from a kedusha chamura to a kedusha kala. So it says Gemara lo kasha. That's not a stira at all. Haba tikta habechadita. That's if it was used already as a tefillin shel rosh. If it's brand new, it's never been used as a tefillin shel rosh, so it's not a harada b'kedushasa. You have two things that are expected to be used as a tefillin shel rosh, but neither of them was used yet as a tefillin shel rosh. So says the Gemara, what if you hold the zman milsa, that even the plan to use it as a shel rosh gives it the status? If you assume a zman milsa, it must be that when you originally made it as a shel rosh, you made a built-in tanai that you were going to have the ability to decide to instead use it as a shel yad. The next few lines are the major discussion, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, about the order of the parshios of the tefillin. We'll just read it now, and then maybe tomorrow we'll come back to the discussion. Tan Rabbanan, Ketzad Sidron, what is the order of the parshios of the tefillin? So it seems pretty straightforward. The Gemara says, Kadesh li, Vahaya ki v'yacha mi'amin. You have Kadesh li and Vahaya ki v'yacha on the right side, Shema Vayim Shema Mismal, and Shema Vayim Shema on the left side. So first of all, it's a very strange way of saying it. If there are four parshios, why are we splitting right and left? That there are two on the right, two on the left. It's an unusual way of saying it. So it says Gemara, but anyway, Vatani Ibcha, we looked that it's the exact opposite, that Shema Vayim Shema are on the right, and Kadesh Li Vayim Shema are on the left. Some rabbi lo kasha, kan mi yamino shel korei, kan mi yamino shel maniach, va korei korei kesidron. That one is talking about the right side of the korei, one is talking about the right side of the maniach, meaning if we're facing each other, so we're going to have different rights and left. It's going to be the opposite on the right and left, and the korei is korei kesidron, so exactly what that means, mirtz Hashem again, tomorrow we'll start getting into a little bit Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. This is a major discussion, obviously, in Poskim, whether we need to be choshish for Rabbeinu Tam. Moshe has a famous tshuva on the topic. Okay.